and feed. That's all I can do here.
What kinds of different peaches, if you were growing peaches, or what kinds were grown around here a long time ago?
Well, they used to, let's see, they called it, they had the yellow press and the white press. I had what they call a clear seed. Mm-hmm. Of course, there were several different kinds of them, but I don't know why I couldn't give you all the names of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of these presses was, a press wasn't a clear seed. But they had some clear seeds big as a press. But that press, and there was a yellow one and a white one. Mm-hmm. Well, they used to have figs, but they didn't stay here. There was a big fig in here. One of them was a purple fig, the other one was a white, and oh, they were bigger, but mm-hmm. They didn't have a flavor to them.
Yeah.
Weak.
Uh-huh. I've had some of those figs around Pulaski County. They have them there. They're big figs, but they don't taste.
Well, now, there was a girl from up by, she was raised way back up here somewhere. She told me mm-hmm. where she was a king. Mm-hmm. And she was here a Saturday evening, and she didn't want no figs at all. She didn't love figs. Mm-hmm. And they got around there, and there were just a few left. Mm-hmm. And some of them said, well, you ain't used to these kind, try this. Mm-hmm. And boy, she got eating every one she could find. She said that was a real fig.
Uh-huh.
Said she was used to more big, and I said, well, that's a fig as these girls here. Mm-hmm. I said, I know the kind you're talking about. And I said, quite a few of them here one time, but I said, they people didn't care that much about them. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call a peaches a soft cling or hard cling peaches?
Clean or clint.
Uh-huh.
Now there was a peach one, I heard them called, I believe it was a clint, but then a press is about the only one. Now we used to have big orchards of them, well, they was all over the place,
mm-hmm.
down at the old home place, but got to where you couldn't grow them, and we just, I gotta tell you the truth, I couldn't tell you the name of all them peaches every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't matter where you found one, if you didn't have none like them, you'd get some of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever raise watermelons, right?
Oh, yeah.
What kinds of different watermelons would you have?
Well, now, there was several kinds of them. And there's a shipping watermelon and a regular. We called it just for home use. You couldn't ship it because it was the best melon there was.
Uh-huh.
But see, it was so tender. The rind was so tender till it'd bruise up. Shipping it, handling it, you couldn't handle it too much. But now the shippers, they had the Stone Mountain. Tom Watson, well, I believe that Tom Watson was the first shipping melon I ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Was that?
And then they had a Joan, Dixie Queen, Rattlesnake, Georgia Greaves. Now there's several different kinds of them greaves. Now there was one of them greaves that you couldn't. Well, it's just all a man, good man, won't reach down and pick up.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't ship that melon.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, I couldn't ever, I couldn't eat these shipping melon because I was used to something else.
Mm-hmm.